You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Domestic venture capital funds will have a competitive advantage over global peers for the first time, especially in early-stage deal-making, as overseas investments into India slow, fund managers and partners told FE. Data from Traxin showed that large global VCs and hedge funds, including Tiger Global, Process Ventures, Sequoia Capital, Accel, SoftBank and Canada Pension Plan Investment Board halved their investments into the country in CY 2022 compared to CY 2021. Japanese conglomerate SoftBank, which is known for backing and creating new unicorns such as Lenskart, Ola and Oyo in India, slashed its investment by at least 97% in CY 2022. It made investments worth around $8.8 billion across 16 deals in CY 2021 during the funding rush, which dropped drastically to just $570 million across three deals in CY 2022. In a major relief to Reliance Jio, the Telecom Dispute Settlement and Appellate Tribunal has stayed the Department of Telecommunications' demand for ₹1,300 crore more towards spectrum usage charge for the 2016-21 period. The company had moved the tribunal over DOT's methodology of computing SUC in cases where a telecom service provider has a spectrum sharing pact with another operator. While coming out with the guidelines related to spectrum sharing way back in 2015, DOT had said that companies who enter into such pacts will have to pay an additional 0.5% over their regular SUC, which is calculated on the adjusted gross revenue of the operators. According to the guidelines, spectrum sharing can be done between two companies in the same spectrum band. While calculating the SUC, DOT added the 0.5% additional levy on Jio for shared spectrum with Reliance Communications in the 800 MHz band on the overall spectrum charge amount. Jio's contention was that since it shared spectrum only in the 800 MHz band, the additional charge should be levied on this very band and not on the overall amount. Meanwhile, SEBI has allowed non-promoter shareholders to offload their stake via the offer for sale route. At present, only the promoters or promoter group entities are allowed to sell stake through OFS. SEBI, in its new guidelines for the OFS mechanism on Tuesday, said, quote, "The OFS mechanism shall also be available to companies with market capitalization of ₹1,000 crore and above. Any promoter or promoter group entity or non-promoter shareholder of such companies may offer shares through this mechanism," unquote. The minimum size of the offer will be ₹25 crore, except for promoters or promoter group entities wanting to achieve minimum public shareholding in a single tranche. This will enable large non-promoter shareholders to sell larger blocks of shares at a better price. Moving on, EdTech major Byju's has sought more time from its lenders to renegotiate the terms of repayment of its $1.2 billion loan that is in breach of covenants, Bloomberg reported on Tuesday, citing sources. The report added that the EdTech unicorn is likely to sign a loan forbearance agreement with its creditors, giving the firm time till February 10th to bargain better deal terms. The Bloomberg report said that Byju's has also offered to raise fresh equity capital and provide creditors a so-called quality of earnings report and cash verification statements by external auditors. Byju's is in breach of the covenants of the $1.2 billion loan it took in November 2022. It reportedly failed to provide its financial statements to the lenders according to the stipulated deadline as part of the loan covenant. Following this, a group of lenders who participated in the term loan pushed for faster repayment of part of the loan. Next up, industry private equity firm Carlyle Group on Tuesday said that it acquired a majority stake in Indian beauty care and wellness solutions provider VLCC. The funds for transactions estimated at $300 million will come from entities affiliated with Carlyle Asia Partners, according to reports. The PE firm has already invested over $5.5 billion in over 40 equity transactions in India as of September 30, 2022. VLCC founders Vandana Luthra and Mukesh Luthra will continue to hold significant stake in the company, Carlyle said, without sharing further details. Over to some exciting news for the auto lovers. The Auto Expo 2023, organized by the Society of Indian Automobile Manufacturers and Confederation of Indian Industry, which kicks off from January 11th, will see five global launches. and as many as 75 national launches and unveils. Rajesh Menon, Director General, Siam, told FE that even though some manufacturers have decided not to attend, the show is bigger than the 2020 edition in multiple ways. Menon said around 80 industry stakeholders are participating at the Motor Show, including 46 vehicle manufacturers. The Auto Expo 2023 will have the largest ever participation of startups who are into manufacturing of vehicles, and almost all of them are pure electrical vehicle players in the two-wheeler and the three-wheeler space. You are listening to The Express, a business update by The Indian Express and The Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from The Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in finance and business stories.